What's up, guys? Welcome to the very first episode of the Blinking Nintendo Gaming Podcast. Hopefully we don't get canceled. But seriously, my name is VJ. I'm going to be the host of this program. I just want to start off and say thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for giving me your time and listening to this podcast. And so let's get into this thing. Let's just dive into this thing because I'm so excited and so pumped to be broadcasting to you guys. So I'm guessing you guys want to know, what is this podcast going to be about? That's a great question you asked there. Well, I've been a collector for over five and a half years, pretty hardcore, own over 1,000 games. And so this podcast is mainly going to be about collecting tips for a lot of upstart collectors, but even collectors that have been in the game for a long time. There might be some tips and tricks that I teach you guys that you might use to help you collect better. You know, I've been at this thing, like I said, for over 5 years, and there are still things I learn to this day about how to be a better and more efficient collector. So for the most part, that's what this podcast is going to be about. It's going to be about different collecting guides, but we're going to do more than just that. We're going to talk about current events, some current news going on in gaming. We're going to have some interviews. We're just going to have a lot of fun and talk about a bunch of different gaming-related topics. And so I am so excited to be talking about this with you guys. It's a huge passion of mine. Hopefully, it's a huge passion of yours. And let's just do this thing. So, like I said, this is the first episode of this podcast. So, what are we going to be talking about today? Well, I think there's no better time to get into, you know, how to get into this thing we call collecting, how to start collecting, how to become a collector. So, that's what this episode today is going to be about. Helping some of you guys, you know, if you want to get into this space, how to do it and how to do this efficiently, effectively, and on a budget. Because, hey, guys, we know what's going on around in this world. We got a budget. We got to save money, but you also want to have fun. So I'm going to teach you how to have fun and save money at the same time so we can delve into this hobby that we love oh so dearly. So when you first get into collecting, you got to ask yourself a couple of questions. And The two I would start off with are why and what. You know, why do you want to be a collector? Why do you want to collect video games? And what do you want to collect? And those go hand in hand for sure. So, for instance, an example for me, I am not a big cartridge-based console guy. So Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis, N64, those just were not my time. You know, I started really playing video games hardcore in the sixth generation. So we're talking GameCube, PS2, and Xbox. So I don't have a lot of nostalgia for a lot of the older consoles. I still respect what they mean to the genre, but they're not really big on nostalgia for me personally because I don't have a lot of memories playing those systems. So I choose not to collect for them. That's just me personally. Some other people, that's what they started off playing, and that's what they want to collect or start off collecting because it gives them those memories that they had when they were a child or when they were a kid, those positive memories that we got. And trust me, I get those too, but just not for cartridge-based console systems. So everybody collects differently. Like I said, some collect for nostalgia reasons. Some just collect for the just art of collecting. I mean, there are art collectors that buy a bunch of expensive high-priced art and don't even display them in their house or anything like that. They put them in a warehouse just to say, hey, at least I own, you know, the Mona Lisa or whatever. So that's also pertains to gaming as well. Some people just own games just to own them. They don't want to play them. They just want to put them on a shelf, make them look nice, and that's fine too. Everybody collects differently, and you have to respect what everybody's reasons for collecting is. So when you start off doing this, that's the two questions you want to ask yourself. What am I going to collect and why do I want to collect it? So those are the first two questions. And like I said, this is how to become a collector. And you see a lot of people on Instagram or on Twitter or YouTube or whatever, huge, massive collectors that have a huge collection. And sometimes it's a little daunting if you're starting up or, you know, kind of got your feet wet a little bit. And say, man, these guys have 1,000 games, 5,000 games, 10,000 games. How the hell am I ever going to reach that level? Well, It's not about that. And that's why I'm bringing you this guide. Because really, collecting games is easy, it's fun, and effective if you do it the right way. And you know what? Your boy VJ, I'm here to try to show you how to do this the right way. All right, so we got through what and why. Now, we have to talk about the budget, because you gotta have to spend money to collect. It ain't free, and it ain't cheap. But if you do it the right way, it can be, well, cheap, not free. So you have to have a budget. And that's just how much are you willing to spend? Because you're going to have to put some money down to start off being a collector. You're going to have to get a console. So you're going to have to know how much money you're willing to spend so you know what options you have out there of what different consoles to buy. So when we get into that space talking about consoles, a tip I give upstart collectors is to start off with systems that are backwards compatible. You know, so for instance, if you have a Nintendo Wii, that plays Wii games and GameCube games. If you have a old-school fat launch model PS3, you can play PS1 games, PS2 games, and PS3 games. The list goes on. If you have a Xbox One, you can play 360 games, some original Xbox games. If you have a Nintendo DS Lite, you can play Game Boy Advance and DS games. So there's a lot of consoles, a lot of systems that are backwards compatible, and I highly recommend that if you're going to start collecting, to definitely go for a console that can play multiple different types of games, backwards compatible consoles, because you want to expand your options on what you can collect for. You know, that's what makes this effective. You know, it would make no sense if you spent money on a Wii that didn't play GameCube games, some of the later models, they took out the backwards compatibility, and then having to buy a GameCube on this, in addition to that, to play GameCube games. It just makes no sense when you can play them both on one system. So I highly recommend that if you're going to get into this, start off backwards compatible. And if you want to get the individual systems at a later date, definitely go for it. But again, we're starting off with this thing here. So you want to make sure you keep that wallet happy too. You don't want to be spending a plethora of money on a bunch of different systems. So start with backwards compatible. And I would say start with just one. You know, this isn't a race. You don't have to buy 50,000 systems at one time. Start with one and slowly expand. But you're going to have to budget so you know how much you're willing to spend when you get into this hobby. Because like I said, it's not cheap at all. But if you do things the right way, effectively, you can make your wallet much, much happier, okay? So next, we got to figure out where we're going to get these consoles from. And there are a lot of options, a lot of avenues to go out and purchase a system. But I'm going to tell you some of the avenues that I suggest that makes it easier on you guys. So the first website I would suggest to go and get consoles is an app called Mercari, M-E-R-C-A-R-I. It's a great little app that I discovered a few years ago, and I've bought so many things on there. Why? Because it's just a really seamless app. You're able to make deals with some of the people, some of the sellers, you know what I mean? If you see something for $20 and you want to, you know, say, hey, how about $15? A lot of times people bite on these deals. So I love Mercari for that. I also love it because it's a vast selection. There's a lot on there. So I would definitely go there and start there, because they have a lot of great bundles on that site. A lot of great bundles. You know, it makes no sense to just go out and buy a 360 somewhere and it just has the console by itself. Or maybe you might get a controller and the wires. No, you want a little more. You want a little more. And what's great about Mercari is that they have a lot of people selling bundles. And again, you can haggle prices of those bundles with the sellers. All right, so for instance, instead of just getting a 360, you could find a seller who's selling a 360, two controllers, a couple of accessories, maybe 5 or 10 games, and then there you go, right there, you have a little start to your collection. That's how we start collecting. That's how a lot of people start collecting. How I started, I bought an Xbox One, and I had a fat launch model PS3. I was not looking to collect for either of those. I just ended up buying some games. Actually, my Xbox One came with some games, so that was a start. I just ended up buying some games, and all of a sudden, I was like, whoa, I got 20 games. I got 40 games. I got 80 games. Oh, I guess I'm a collector? You know, that's how it happened. So it's easier to get into this if you get a bundle because you can already start yourself off on that path of collecting. And that's why, again, I love Mercari. They have so many great bundles and deals on their website. And you, again, you can haggle with a lot of the sellers and make sure you get a really good price. I've bought, I can't tell you how many things I bought on there, maybe 75 to 100 items on there, and I've never had a problem one time. I've always been satisfied. And I bought a lot of different consoles, a lot of different games, a lot of different accessories, controllers off that site, and I've never been disappointed, not once. So that's the first place I would go to get a console. But if Mercari isn't hitting, the fish ain't biting, check out eBay. Tried and true eBay, a site that's been around for a long time, and we all know about it, and we love eBay for what it is. It's great. I love eBay too. I will say, if you compare the prices on eBay to Mercari, I like Mercari a little bit better. I feel like the sellers don't try to gouge you as much as on eBay, but eBay is still great. You know, don't sleep on eBay. They have a lot of great bundles as well on there, and they have a lot of different sellers like Goodwill. They have a store on there. A lot of thrift stores have stores on there, and you get a lot of systems or games or whatever for really good prices. And a lot of times when it comes to games, they're complete, or at least they come in the original case with the original box art. So eBay would be the second place I would go to look for a console. And number three would be GameStop. And we all know about GameStop. We all know, as gamers, the stigma that GameStop has in our community. But there are some positives about GameStop as well, and one of them would have to be their consoles. They do sell pretty affordable consoles, and they do have a lot of bundles on there as well. The only problem I have with GameStop is that, you know, with Mercari and with eBay, you can see exactly what you're going to get, and you have an idea of the condition of what it's going to be in. With GameStop, it's a crapshoot. You're not exactly sure how that console, when it gets shipped to your house, when you open the box, how it's going to look, how it's going to play, you know, the internals. There are a lot of things that go on with GameStop, and I just would probably, like I said, that's why I ranked that number three, because that should be your third avenue. I would definitely hit up Mercari first, eBay second, and if none of those have anything on there that's affordable or anything you can find that's good for you, then I would hit up GameStop thirdly. But I would not make that my main priority or my main resource to get a console. So again, Mercari, eBay, GameStop. Those are the three places I would go and suggest to get a console. All right, so now you have your console. Hopefully you bought a bundle so you have some games with it too. But, you know, maybe you didn't. Maybe you just got a 360 by itself. Maybe you just got an Xbox One or a PS2 or whatever by itself. And you're going to need to find some games. You're going to need some games. It's inevitable. What good's the phone without a service? What good's the console without the games?
Duh.
All right, so where are we going to find games? So some of these places I've already mentioned, Mercari, eBay, those are two great places to buy games. You know, they sell a lot of lots, and a lot is, you know, a bundle of just games. So you might see a lot of 10 3DS games, and maybe six of those games you want, but the other four, you know, I could do without. You go ahead and buy the lot, you keep the six games that you want, and you go ahead and sell the four you don't, and maybe sometimes you might even make up the money that you spent on the whole bundle, sometimes if you're lucky. But that's a way to save as well as collect at the same time, because you're not spending all that money, because some of that money you're going to get back when you sell the games you don't want. So buying games in lot, I would definitely suggest. You know, I actually bought a DS lot years ago, and most of the games, again, were really good. I had a couple that weren't very good, but they were actually worth some money, so I sold them. And yeah, I made back the money I spent on the entire lot, just off the games I didn't want. So when you do that, that's always successful as a collector. So Mercari, eBay, great for lots, just great for individual games. Like I mentioned before, eBay, a lot of Goodwills and other thrift stores will also put their items up for sale on eBay. And so you can get those games for pretty much the same price you would get them at those thrift stores. They're not that much more expensive because you're buying them online. So I would definitely recommend that. And a lot of times, if you buy from Goodwill or other thrift stores on eBay, you will get the case and the original cover art. So I like that. While opposed to GameStop, which we're going to get into when it comes to buying games. You know, if you buy them online at GameStop, you don't know what you're going to get. But I will say this. Like I said before, say what you will about GameStop and their policies and kind of how they handle things and just how they treat gamers, which, you know, I personally don't like. But you can absolutely maximize your money at GameStop. And this is for a simple reason. They run these deals, and they run these deals really often. I call them the 4 for deals. What is that? The main one they normally run is a deal where you can get 4 games that are priced at $5 or less for $10. 4 for $10. So that means those games come out to $2.50 a piece. What a deal. What a deal. And there are so many games that are really good, a lot of AAA games that are less than $5 on GameStop, especially a lot of games from the previous generation. So, you know, Xbox One, PS4 games, there's so many great games for sale that are $5. But they don't just do the 4 for $10, they do 4 for $20. So you can get 4 games priced at $10 a piece for $20.
No way, bro.
Imagine the games that are out there for $10 on GameStop's website. Like, if you take a look, there are some heavy, heavy hitters on GameStop's website for $10. So imagine that. You're getting 4 games for $5 a piece that value collectively for $40 without the discount. So it is pretty much a buy one, get one, but they kind of camouflage it by doing 4 for $10 or 4 for $20. So that, I'm telling you right now, you can get so many different games from GameStop doing that. And you can, I would say, hop to different GameStops. So let's say you find 3 games at one GameStop, but you can't find a fourth. Pick up some bullshit fourth game and then go to another GameStop and return that bullshit fourth game for a fourth game there that you actually want. See? Gotta use your third eye. Think about these things. That's why I got you. I got you guys. I got you guys. So that's another avenue to collect video games. Now, another one is one that people don't really think about that much, but we're going to talk about Gamefly. And yes, we know Gamefly. And if you don't know Gamefly, it's a subscription service, kind of like how Netflix was before streaming. And I'm going to date myself because I do remember way back in the day, Netflix without streaming, when you had to actually get DVDs mailed to you and mail them back. Well, Gamefly is pretty similar, in which they mail you games that you can rent, and then when you're done, you can go send them back and get a whole new batch of games. But they also have a store on their website, and on that store, they sell pre-owned games, and they sell those pre-owned games complete with the insert, with the case. A lot of times, they'll have free shipping as well, and for the most part, the deals on Gamefly's website are really, really good. And every now and then they'll do what's called a blowout special where they just completely discount a bunch of different used games and sell them to you. And like I said, I've bought games from Gamefly before, never had a problem. They've all come complete in the original case, not destroyed, not broken, not damaged. So Gamefly is another place I would definitely suggest to go pick up some games, especially in this kind of pandemic or post-pandemic world we're in, where, you know, we like to do a lot of things online. Gamefly is also a great avenue. So the last two places I want to recommend to you guys that I suggest you should hit up to find some great games at great prices, great deals, lukiegames.com, L-U-K-I-E games.com, and dkoldies.com. So first off, guys, the reason I like both these sites, it's a huge reason, and why it's so unlike GameStop and why GameStop needs to step its game up when it sells pre-owned games, is that DK Oldies and Lukey Games will both tell you the condition of the games you're going to get. You can actually pick. So if all three options are available, you can pick whether you want to get just the game by itself, whether you want to get the game with the case, or whether you want to get a complete copy of the game. So you know exactly what you're going to get before you get it. You're not going to be surprised. You're not going to think, hopefully I get the case, and then you get just the cartridge or the disc. You're going to know exactly what you're going to get. And so I do like that they give you those options, and they are priced accordingly based on what you pick. So, of course, if you just get the game by itself, it's going to cost less than if you got the complete version of the game. But if you got just the game or the case, that would cost less than the complete version. So I like that you have the option to pick, if they're available, what you can get and what condition it's going to be in. But even if it's just one option, at least you know. And that's the thing about collecting. You want to know what you're going to get before you get it, because you never want to order games and then they come incomplete and there's no case, and then now I got to go out there and buy a case. That's an additional money I have to spend, you know, that I wasn't planning on spending if it had come complete, but I didn't know. So GameStop really needs to fix that on their website. I don't know why they haven't changed that yet. It's been a while. I'm like, come on, guys. Y'all know that there's collectors out there. You guys know. If power to the players, isn't that your slogan? Well, come on. Help us out a little bit. Even if you're not a collector, you still would like to know what condition the game you're going to buy or you bought was in. So it still baffles me that GameStop hasn't gotten there yet. Like, you would think they would, but... That's GameStop for you guys. What do you expect? But that's the main reason I love these two sites. But there is many, many more reasons why. They have great selections of games. They have great games for great prices. And they also offer free shipping for a minimum. So at LukeyGames.com, if you spend $25 or more, free shipping. DK Oldies, $10 or more, you get free shipping, which is great because... You know, I think more sites need to start implementing this because shipping just gets expensive. And then, you know, you see the cart and you're like, oh, okay, I'm down to spend that. And then you pay for shipping and you're like, oh, shit, that price went up real quick. You know what I mean? So I think more stores, and I think a lot of stores are starting to offer free shipping when it comes to some sort of minimum of $10, $20, $25. I think GameStop is $35, which is cool. So more stores need to do that. So I'm glad that these two stores do. There's one store that I believe is better than the other, and that's got to be Lukey Games. And for one reason and one reason only. The inventory. They just have more stuff. They have more stuff. DK Oldies, their prices are a little bit better, but their inventory isn't that great. Well, it's okay, but compared to Lukey Games, you know, they blow them out of the water. Lukey Games has so many options, and a lot of times they're in stock. And like I mentioned before, they're at really, really great prices. So those are two avenues that I would definitely, you know, go to. And I'm not telling you guys this just to tell you guys this. I've shopped off of both of these sites, ordered multiple games, especially on Lukey Games. I've bought a lot of games from them, and I've never been disappointed. They've come in clean. They come in fast. They're just a great company. I really love them. So support those guys because they're doing some great things and they're really trying to help collectors and gamers out because they do not try to kill you on prices. They really don't. I mean, there's some games I see on there. I'm like, wow. You know, if I went on eBay or if I went on GameStop or Mercari, I mean, those prices would be crazy. But at you know, DK Oldies or Lukey Games, they're really, really reasonable. So support those guys. They're great. I love what they do. And I would not recommend these to you if I didn't think that they were good avenues to buy video games. So check it out. I'm your boy. I got you. I'm here for you. I'm not trying to lead y'all astray. I'm not about that. I'm about giving you guys cold, hard, useful information that you guys can implement in your collecting lifestyle. So when I suggest a lot of these sites or any of these sites, your boys used them. And I know the good and the bad. So DK Oldies, Lukey Games, check them out. You will not be disappointed. I'm telling you. And if you are, you can send me some hate mail. You can send me an angry tweet. I'll be okay. I might cry for a second. I don't cry. But I'll take the hate mail. But I'm not going to get any because these sites are awesome. All right? So check them out. So those are the avenues that I would go through to get games. Let me run through them one more time. Mercari, eBay, GameStop, Gamefly, some of the smaller shops like DK Oldies and Lukey Games. That's where I would go to pick up some games. So a couple of other tips that I want to give you guys that I wish I learned about way earlier in my collecting, especially the first one. It's going to be keeping an inventory. It's so important. You want to know what you have in your collection for, you know, multiple reasons. One, you want to know what you have. That's the first thing. Two, you want to make sure you don't buy the same game twice. And for me, that's what got me into starting an inventory because I'd been collecting for a few months. I didn't have a bunch of games. I might have had, you know, I would say about 50 or 60. And I went out of town, went to a game store, picked up some games, and came back home. And most of the games I bought were new. I didn't know them before. But there were a couple, maybe two, I believe, that I bought that I already owned. And I didn't know that I owned them until I got back home and put them on the shelf. And I was like, oh, shit. I already have it. But if I had an inventory, I would know what I had, and I would not have made that mistake. So I went and decided, let me find where I can, you know, itemize my collection so I know what I have. And so I picked this app, or I found this app called Game Vault. And I say you guys should download it. It's free. I believe it's by the guys at GiantBomb.com. They do a great job with it. It looks great. And yeah, use that because you never want to buy the same game twice. Or if you do, you want to know you're going to do it before you do it. So you want to know what you have in your collection. And once that collection starts growing and growing and growing, you definitely want to know what you have for sure, because it gets lost in the shuffle if you don't know. So GameVault.com. I know there's some other apps, but the one that I use and the one I've never had a problem with it, it's great. It is going to be awesome if you guys pick it up. Trust me, Game Vault. You will not be disappointed. You definitely won't. So keep an inventory. That's major. But also something that I've seen, especially in the whole collecting scene, especially lately, people are trying to compete with other collectors. They're trying to keep up with the Joneses, and I don't get why. We all collect differently for different reasons. We're all different people, so we all have different incomes. Some people may have the money to buy a bunch of games at once. Some people may not. But I see a lot of people online trying to catch up or keep up with other collectors, and don't do that. Don't ever do that. Don't go too fast. This is not a competition. This is a hobby. We're having fun. So if you don't have the money, it's okay. It is okay. But don't try to look at other collectors and say, well, I want what they have. Look, they went from 100 games to 300 games in a couple of months. I'm going to try to out-hustle them. It ain't about that. So just don't overdo it. It is not a competition. It really isn't. You know, I see a lot of people on Instagram or Twitter, and they have plenty of games in their collection that I don't own. But I'm not jealous of them. I actually appreciate that they own those, because it's awesome to see what other people collect and what, you know, scratches their itch, so to speak. Like, hey, some people love freaking Harry Potter games, and that's what they want. But that doesn't mean you got to copy that. You do you. So that comes down to collecting in general. Do you. This is not a race by any means. Who cares what the other person has? All that matters is what you have, and if you're satisfied with what you got, that's the ultimate thing. So yeah, there's some games that I wish I owned. They're not in my collection, and hopefully in the future I get them. But if I don't, I'm okay with that. I'm perfectly fine. You know, if I have to, you know, get a digital copy that's cheaper, even though I don't really support digital, but if that's what it comes down to, I'll do that instead. But there's no reason to be jealous of what other people have. So that's something that goes on in a lot of different aspects. People like to get jealous of a lot of people's things, what they have. And I never quite understood that, because everybody's an individual. So even though you see what they have, you don't see what it takes to get there. You just see the finished product. So in any aspect of life, don't be jealous, because we're all individuals who are different, who live different lives, and we do things at our own pace, and there's nothing wrong with that. So to wrap things up, I just want to say, first off, thank you again for rocking with me, grinding with me, listening to this podcast, giving me y'all's time, because I really do this for you guys. You guys matter, and you guys are the reason why I want to keep broadcasting, so I can give you guys tips and inform y'all about how to be a collector and just talk about games and have a bunch of fucking fun. That's what we're here to do. So don't hesitate to hit your boy up at Blinking Nintendo on Instagram and Twitter. I'm always around. Shoot me a message. I'm always down to chat with you guys. And you know what? This was fun. I had a great time doing this. I hope you guys had fun too. I hope you guys enjoyed listening. All right. Until next time, you guys are awesome again. I want to let you guys know that. I love y'all. Have a great day and stay tuned for the things to come. Thank you.